भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर नंबर 4। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द हंस गुह्य प्रेयर्स, टेक्स्ट नंबर 42 एंड 43। दिस इज टेक्स्ट नंबर 43 विच इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड। आई विल जस्ट रीड द टेक्स्ट नंबर 42, देन विल रिसाइट टुगेदर द टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। वर्स 42। तम तथावनतम भक्तम प्रजा कामम प्रजापतिम चित्तज्ञ सर्वभूतानाम इदमाह जनार्दनः। ट्रांसलेशन। अल्दो प्रजापति दक्ष कुड नॉट से एनीथिंग व्हेन द लॉर्ड who knows everyone's heart saw his devotee prostrate in that manner and desiring to increase the population, he addressed him as follows. Verse number 43, please repeat. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prachetas Mahabhaga संसिद्धस तपसा भवान यच्छ्रद्धया मत्परया मयि भावं परं गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच प्राचेतस महाभाग संसिद्ध तपसा भवान यच्छ्रद्धया मत्परया मयि भावं परं गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच प्राचेतस महाभाग संसिद्धस्तपसा भवान यच्छ्रद्धया मत्परया मयि भावं परं गतः। समवन वुड लाइक टू रिपीट। श्री भगवान उवाच प्राचेतस महाभाग संसिद्धस्तपसा भवान यच्छ्रद्धया मत्परया मयि भावं परं गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच माताजीस लेडीज। श्री भगवान उवाच महाभाग भवान Yachradhaya matparaya mai bhavam param gataha. What word translation? Please repeat. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Prachetas, O my dear Prachetas, Mahabhaga, O you who are so fortunate, Samsiddhah, perfected, Tapasa, by your austerities, Bhavan, your good self, Yat, because Shraddhaya, by great faith, Matparaya, whose object is me, Mahi, in me, Bhavam, ecstasy, sorry, Bhavam, Param, supreme, Gataha, attained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O most fortunate Prachetas, because of your great faith in me, you have attained the supreme devotional ecstasy. Indeed, because of your austerities combined with exalted devotion, your life is now successful. You have achieved complete perfection. Purport. As the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, one reaches the highest perfection when he attains the fortune of realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gatah. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement teaches one to follow the path toward the topmost perfection simply by performing devotional service. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। This is very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein very wonderful practical lessons are given for every one of our devotional service. The contest which is going on is Prajapati Daksha not being able to populate the universe as he was ordered. He took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He performed austerities, and in order to please the Supreme Lord, he was offering these Hamsa Guhya prayers, which describes about the Supreme Lord, his beautiful nature, his different characteristics and attributes, and his potencies in terms of creating this material universe and arranging different things. And hearing these prayers and seeing the austerities of Prajapati Daksha, in order to fulfill the instructions which he has been given, the Supreme Lord becomes very pleased, very happy, and he appears in front of Prajapati Daksha. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, it's certainly a very different experience. We hear of such instances in previous and latter parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Supreme Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, when the Supreme Lord appeared in front of Kardama Muni. We are hearing here about Daksha Prajapati. And we see very similar kind of experience these devotees going through. They are not able to understand what they are supposed to do. They are simply, with great respect and love and devotion in their heart, just prostrate themselves in front of the Lord, and they are not able to speak properly also. It's very special, and you are seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot even imagine what must be going on in the heart and in the mind and consciousness of a person. Some appreciation we can have, but it's very difficult to experience what they must be experiencing. Anyway, the point which we want to discuss is how Supreme Lord, he knows the heart. Although Prajapati Daksha could not say anything when he saw the Lord, but Lord, knowing everyone's heart, seeing his devotee prostrating in that manner, desiring to increase the population, the Supreme Lord is addressing now, and he is speaking to Pracheta or Maharaj Daksha. And he is very precisely pointing out the beautiful aspects of the austerity and the devotional service offered by Daksha to the Supreme Lord. The Lord says, because of your great faith in me, you have attained the supreme devotional ecstasy. So this is very important aspect of the development of devotional service. We say, you know, this 9 stages of devotional service, beginning with adho shraddha, beginning with very flickering or little faith in the Supreme Lord, adho shraddha tatha sadhu sang. And with that faith, when we associate with the devotees who have faith on the Supreme Lord, they help us enhance our faith and they engage us in bhajan kriya, in practicing the process of devotional service, by which our faith increases more. And when anartha nivritti starts taking place, the anartha start manifesting first of all in front of our eyes, we can see how horrible and blackish is our personality. When we practice devotional service, all those anarthas manifest. If the anarthas are not manifesting, then cleansing process will take long time. So it's very important that anartha should manifest. And this is described with an analogy of churning of the ocean. The pastime is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When they were churning the ocean of milk, the situation was there between demigods and the demons. So whole pastime is there. But when the churning was happening, the very first thing which came out from the churning was the halahal poison. Very dangerous. Practically it was, you know, kind of devouring. And everyone was not knowing what to do. They went to Supreme Lord Vishnu and begged that this dangerous, poisonous, you know, poison is coming. So please protect us. And Lord, you know, in order to glorify his devotee, he told, okay, you can go to Lord Shiva. He is very merciful, magnanimous, and he will help. And then Lord Shiva, he came and he just concentrated the whole poison, took it in his palm, and then he drank it. And then the poison, you know, it got stabilized on his neck. That's why his neck became bluish black because of the poison. And that's why we glorify Lord Shiva as Neelakantha. So the aspect is how the anarthas or the dirty things, they come out first and the nectar comes later, afterwards. So in our practice of devotional service, similar thing should happen. We should be able to see our anarthas manifesting. And Krishna, if he is merciful on us and if he is pleased with our devotional attitude, Krishna will, through different situations or through different devotees, will help us manifest our anarthas. We'll have serious problems with Vaishnava relationships because of our anarthas. We'll have tough time because we'll manifest our anarthas. We'll show how proud we are, or we'll show how we want to enjoy, how we want to take the name, fame, prestige, take the credit of what we are doing. So many things. Krishna will just, you know, manifest with the help of devotees or the situations we are put in to reveal what we are from, you know, in our inner personality, inner heart, what is there. Krishna will reveal, help us. And if Krishna is doing that, that means he is very merciful. Really, he is, you know, purifying us. He is pleased with our chanting. He is pleased with our devotional services which we are offering to him.
And that's how he is manifesting in front of us these anarthas, by which two things happen. Is one, we take shelter of Krishna, and second, we become humble. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So these two things happen. One, we become humble by understanding how fallen I am, how mean-minded I am, how selfish I am. And secondly, not knowing what to do, we'll take shelter of Krishna, that Krishna, please, what kind of heart I am having, what kind of desires I am holding in my heart, please purify me and make me your saral, simple devotee. To become a simple devotee of Krishna appears very simple in terms of a sentence or in terms of understanding. But it's very difficult to become a saral devotee, a simple devotee, innocent devotee, because we are smart people somehow or other. We have been educated to become smart in this world. So therefore, we don't become simple. We don't remain simple. And smart people means they speak differently and they act differently. Their external show is different, but what they are inside is different. That is smart. So, being educated in this material world, high education, we lose that simplicity of, you know, a simple obedience and simple surrender is very difficult to practice. And therefore, although Krishna consciousness is very simple process, it becomes very difficult to apply because of the misgivings and the anarthas which are there in our heart. So, it is very important for practicing devotee to pray to Krishna that Krishna, please, please reveal or bring out, give me association of devotees and situations in such a way that anarthas will manifest. I'll become humble and take your shelter, shelter of the holy name, shelter of the process of devotional service of chanting, hearing, serving, by which this heart will give up all those anarthas, misgivings. And in a simple way, I will start loving and appreciating you, loving and appreciating your devotees, and have a desire to please you, to please your devotees, and perform devotional service in that manner. So, if we are able to offer such a prayer to the Lord, it's a very big step in our devotional service. Really, sincerely, if we are able to pray like this to the Lord, it's a very big step in our devotional service. And, you know, Krishna is, he's expert in everything. Even when we are desiring, just like here, Daksha Prajapati has a desire in his heart. He wanted to increase the population. Lord is knowing that desire. And Lord is, we'll see one or two verses ahead when we go. Lord is arranging to fulfill the desire of Prajapati Daksha. He arranges a daughter, a very qualified daughter, who can help Prajapati Daksha to produce hundreds and thousands of children. We know if somebody has to give birth to one child, it's so inconvenient situation, because the mother has to go through 9 months of difficulties bearing the child and then the actual giving birth to the child. So painful.
Here hundreds and thousands of children are produced. That's why he is Daksha. He is expert. Of course, we'll discuss about that aspect later. But if we are able to offer this prayer to the Lord, that please, my dear Lord, remove these anarthas from my heart and let me become humble and simple devotee. Perform my devotional service to please you, to please your dear devotees, the spiritual masters. Then Krishna will surely, hearing our prayers, will arrange situations in our life, will arrange devotees come in our life in such a way that our anarthas will go away. Because we need devotees to help us know what is our anartha. Most of the times we don't know what anarthas we carry. Because a person who is proud, he doesn't feel he is proud. A person who is envious, he doesn't feel he is envious. A person who is lusty, he doesn't feel he is lusty. Because he is overpowered by that anartha, that mentality. So he cannot come out of that mentality to see that I possess such a mentality and I should be getting rid of this mentality. He cannot understand that. Somebody outsider is needed to help him understand what is his anartha. So therefore, I was just remembering one very beautiful, a small message which I received. It was about a broomstick. You know, broomstick, we use it for cleaning. It removes all the dirt, you know. And when it can remove all the dirt, when the broomstick is, all the sticks are together, binded together, then it can remove all the dirt from our room or wherever we are cleaning. But if the broomstick is not tied together, what happens? The broomstick itself becomes a dirt. And we throw away that as a dirty thing. It's useless now because it has got sprayed. It itself has created a dirty situation. So, in the same way, it is very important to remain bound with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Then the anarthas will go away from our heart. If you are disconnected or disunited from the Lord and his devotees, then it's very difficult that we'll get rid of the anarthas. We hear that famous and a pastime of Bharat Maharaj. He was practicing devotional service in the forest and he was on very elevated stage. But somehow he got into the attachment of a deer. He protected the deer from the very dangerous situation, and he felt compassion and love, and he was protecting that deer, and in the process he started neglecting his devotional service and giving more attention and time to look after that deer. And Prabhupada says very clearly that if some devotee would have been there, you know, practicing devotional service with him, certainly he would have told, "My dear Bharat Prabhu, you are deviating from your goal, from your prescribed duty." You know? Somebody would have stopped him. But there was no. So he just carried away. And he could not understand that I was overcome by material attachment. So therefore it is very important that we remain united and together with the Lord and his devotees, so that this anarthas from our heart will go away and we'll be able to become a saral, simple devotees of the Lord. And coming to the context of what is going on in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Maharaj or Prajapati Daksha, I was analyzing three devotees along with him, three devotees. One is Kardama Muni and one is Dhruva Maharaj. Everyone got darshan of the Lord when they were practicing their devotional service. Everyone got. But there was difference in the end results. As soon as Maharaj Dhruva saw the Supreme Lord, he just threw away. He just did not want his desire to be fulfilled. He said, Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayache. That, my dear Lord, I am Kritartha, I am satisfied just seeing you. Now I don't want. I was desperately wanting a position which is more greater than even my great-grandfather, Brahmaji. I wanted a kingdom like that. But now I don't want. He was completely purified, Dhruva Maharaj. And Lord, understanding that he is the most vital, important person for his purpose of why he has created this material world will be fulfilled through Dhruva Maharaj, he instructed him that I will create a planet, and Lord created a planet specially which is more highest than even Brahmaji's planet. And he gave him that position, and before giving that, he told him, you will continue to be the king of the world, of whole earthly planet. He was the king. And then, practicing devotional service and guiding all the praja in devotional service, the Lord reclaimed so many living entities back into the spiritual world with the help of Dhruva Maharaj. So, although Dhruva Maharaj was told to do the so-called material activity, which is not material because Lord has told, so it is a devotional service, but he was taking care of the praja. In case of Kardama Muni, if we analyze, Kardama Muni, he was also instructed to increase the population because he was Prajapati. And he took shelter of the Supreme Lord in order to perform this service. And his heart was very inclined to the service of the Supreme Lord, to the devotion of the Supreme Lord. That when he got married, he did not indulge in the sexual intercourse, but he practiced tapasya. Before marriage he was practicing, after marriage also he was practicing. And after achieving perfection in his devotional service, he then looked at Devahuti, understanding that she has also performed so much austerity in assisting me in my devotional service in order to congratulate her and benedict her. He gave all the realizations which he received to his wife. All the realizations was offered to her. And moreover, they came together and the Supreme Lord appeared. Kapil Dev, Lord Kapila. He appeared as their son. And when he begot that son, he immediately left for forest. That was Kardama Muni. Although the Supreme Lord himself was his son, what is the need for him to go to the forest? But he said, no, I am going to follow the procedure, the normal conduct, what is there in different ashrams, brahmachari, then grahastha, then vanaprastha, and then sannyas. I am going to follow this process which Lord has given. So he left. When he saw that the child is there now, he will take care of the mother. I don't have responsibility now. Let me go to the forest. He went. And when we come to Daksha's situation, we see a little difference. Why? Because Daksha Prajapati is not very purely motivated. Although he is taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, although he is practicing austerity and devotional service, but he is not purely motivated. As was the case of Dhruva Maharaj and Kardama Muni. And because of that, the Lord arranged, Lord arranged wife for Kardama Muni also. But he gave Devahuti, who followed the path of her husband. And in this case, we'll hear after few verses, Lord arranging
a daughter of another Prajapati, Panchajanya. What is the name? Asikni, the daughter of Panchajanya Prajapati. This was arranged. And Lord told that you engage in sexual intercourse with this girl and you'll be able to create hundreds and thousands of children and populate the whole world. And he did that with the help of that. But we have to understand, when Lord is benedicting something, Lord is giving gift, he is giving gift according to the adhikar of that person who is being offered. Kardama Muni was offered a different kind of girl, and Maharaj Daksha is being offered a different kind of girl, because both of their adhikars are different. Both of their situation or the purity of heart is different, and therefore they were benedicted differently in order to reciprocate. And we know the past history of Maharaj Daksha, how he has offended Lord Shiva once in his previous life when he was in the first Manvantar. Swayambhu Manu's Manvantar, when he was there, that time he offended Lord Shiva. And in this pastime, when we go ahead, the next chapter, we'll see how Maharaj Daksha is offending Narada Muni. So that bija, that seed of offending a Vaishnava, has not yet gone. That indicates clearly that Maharaj Daksha is not pure, purely oriented, or purely wanting to serve the Supreme Lord. Although that idea or that understanding is there, that he wanted to populate, because that was the instruction given. He was Prajapati, that is his duty to perform. But the purity of the intention is not so much. And that's how he is again getting into the same cycle of offending a Vaishnava. He is thinking, I am Prajapati Daksha, I have created 10,000 children, and who is this Narad Muni who is coming and preaching them in the middle of the tapasya of my children and directing them that don't, you know, go into the material life, better take sannyas and, you know, go out and practice your spiritual life. You know, he felt, I am populating the world and he is coming and disrupting my, and a duty is to be, you know, followed or to be practiced. He is creating an obstacle. So this ahamkar which Maharaj Daksha is having, that I am doing, he is not understanding that actually Lord has arranged, Lord has given all facilities for him, Lord has benedicted him with so much of potency, and because of that he is able to do what he is doing. But he is not understanding that aspect. So this shows he is lacking that consciousness. He is lacking that stage of devotional service wherein he accepts everything as the mercy of the Lord. And even if Narad Muni comes and thrashes his plans and takes away a set of 10,000 and then another set of 1,000 young boys into, you know, celibate life of sannyas and practicing spiritual life, he would have not become offended or felt that, you know, the Narad Muni is creating obstacle. He is doing his part and he should be happy doing his part, but he is not happy because there is a personal agenda. There are anarthas which Maharaj Daksha is exhibiting, practicing or holding in his heart, and because of which he again goes back to the same cycle which in his previous birth he went into. He offended, he cursed Narad Muni, that Narad Muni, what kind of a sadhu you are? A sadhu is supposed to, you know, give blessings and shelter and, you know, see to the welfare of an individual. And these young boys, they are immature, they don't know anything about the world, they have not seen world. And you are telling them to renounce everything. How their renunciation will be strong?
First of all, one has to experience what is enjoyment, and then after seeing that enjoyment has no substance in it, and then he gives up that enjoyment, his renunciation will be more stronger and more deeper. That was the understanding of Maharaj Daksha. And he cursed that you will not be able to stay any place for more than 3 days. So Narad Muni said, well, very well. I am not even interested to stay at any one place. I want to travel and preach and meet as many living entities as possible and give them the message of the Supreme Lord. So he accepted it. But that was an offense. He committed an offense and then he suffered. He could not get that result which Maharaj Dhruva got, which Kardama Muni received. He could not get that result. After performing the devotional service, Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the special place which was created. Kardama Muni went back home, back to Godhead. But we don't hear of Daksha, Prajapati Daksha being mentioned that. Of course, his descendants, you know, are very special, Daksha Maharaj's descendants, because he gave, after that he begot 60 daughters, and those daughters were given to different personalities to get married. And through these daughters, you know, even Supreme Lord appeared in one of the dynasty, Kashyapa Muni, you know, and Aditi. The Lord appeared. So certainly Maharaj Daksha must have gone back home, back to Godhead. But surely the present situation what we are seeing of Maharaj Daksha is revealing that he is not pure in his approach towards the Supreme Lord. He is not accepting whatever mercy and ability the Lord has benedicted him as the mercy of the Lord, and remembering that and remaining humble. But he is increasing his pride. He is increasing his, you know, thinking that I am the doer, I have done it. So this is very important to, you know, understand and recognize that whatever we are able to do in our life is because of the mercy of the Lord. Even what we are able to speak is because of the mercy of the Lord. All ability in man is because of the mercy of the Lord. The Lord has benedicted that ability. So therefore, having proper understanding and conception and recognizing Lord's mercy every now and then in our life, when we bow down towards the Supreme Lord and offer whatever Lord has given us for his service, for his pleasure, and that's the perfection of life. We don't have to become Hanuman to have devotional service like Hanuman. We don't have to become Hanuman. Hanuman can lift big, big mountains. That's not necessary for every one of us to do. If Krishna benedicts someone to do that, that's wonderful. He can utilize that ability in the service of the Lord. But it's not that we have to do that in order to have devotion of Hanuman. But we can be a squirrel, very simple, doing simple things as a service to the Lord. But we can have the devotion of Lord Hanuman. So it's very important of what's the consciousness, what's the internals of a person practicing devotional service, rather than what level or what kind of devotional service or services he is performing. So this is very significant and very special. If we study very scrutinizedly the life of Daksha Prajapati, we can learn so many things. Actually, we were just, you know, focusing on one aspect of purity of the intention, or completely depending in the sense of a saral devotee, a simple devotee, how he practices his devotional service. Thank you all for your kind attention. I don't know what is the time. It's 5 minutes are there. Is there any question or any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
You have to take this mic. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. See, there are many contests and many aspects of how Krishna's mercy is given to an individual. There is something called as sadhana siddha, there is something called as kripa siddha. So, we don't know actually how, what happened in the same life and in the subsequent lives of Maharaj Daksha, because it's not there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll just read one last word which Lord Krishna or Lord Supreme Lord says to Maharaj Prajapati Daksha. What is that verse? 53, yeah. Lord says to Prajapati Daksha in text number 53, after you give birth to many hundreds and thousands of children, they will also be captivated by my illusory energy and will engage like you in sexual intercourse. But because of my mercy to you and them, they will also be able to give me presentations in devotional service. So that's what has been mentioned. The Lord is keeping in air. Lord is also not very clearly indicating. Giving presentations in devotional service means they are practicing devotional service. Means they will be practicing in the future when the next generations will come. And you will also be presenting. But about perfection of life is not been mentioned by the Supreme Lord, and that's how this ends. And after that, we don't hear about Maharaj, this Prajapati Daksha being discussed. Although the pastime of Prajapati Daksha cursing and all these things are there, and then Narad Muni after that, then the whole pastimes goes ahead and ahead only. But it doesn't come back to the same subject matter. So, surely the mercy of the Lord is there because of their connection with the Supreme Lord, because they have seen the Supreme Lord also. Daksha Prajapati is seeing the Supreme Lord. So that way we understand that mercy of the Lord is there and they have gone back home back to Godhead. But how exactly what happened to their next coming life and or whether next life, that's not known to us. So therefore it's very difficult to comment on that aspect. So therefore I said that, you know, he surely must have gone back to Godhead. But how, what was, because mercy of the Lord is there, because the Lord has personally instructed him and arranged a girl for him. Of course, according to his adhikar, so he must have taken some time to go back to Godhead. But he must have gone. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your kind attention. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Hitaya Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bo. Hare Krishna.